welcome to Shri and Kira Live, the voice of passionate action, bringing fresh perspectives and timeless wisdom for today's shifting paradigm. Now, it is your moment to open your mind, relax into your body and spirit as we explore the greater meaning of your now experience. Bringing wisdom, laughter, and clarity, here are Shri and Kira.
Namaste and welcome, everybody. I am Shri Ramka.
And I am Kira Ra, and thank you. Thank you for the blessing of being with you right now. You know, if you see our graphic behind us, if you're watching us over at YouTube or at Oneness Talk Radio or Facebook, you'll notice what we're talking about today is really going in and unwinding. We're going to call it the truth conspiracy. And there is a lot to share. There is an extraordinary moment before us. I think we can all collectively feel the energy that's building into the full moon. And so as we come together as better this week, thank you for being here at Explore the Mysteries. And, you know, Shri, before we go any further, I do just want to give a shout out and a thank you to all of you who supported the birth of our brand new show, Soul Mirrors, Be Amazed, that premiered this past Thursday night. Thank you so much for the support. This is a show that's dedicated to the journey of the lineage holder that we each are and how our journeys are coming together and the extraordinary energy that is birthed each week through these revelations. So I hope you will tune in, and we're very excited again to have said thank you to all of you that supported us this past Thursday at 5. So welcome. Are we my tech genius? That was my way of stretching till he could get back.
You know, it's amazing. We're so delighted you're with us live as we stream through the radio stations and the video stations. And when we first begin, there's always a moment to make sure is everything connected? And yes, it is. So welcome, Facebook. Welcome, YouTube. Welcome, Oneness Talk Radio. Welcome, TFR Live. And I tell you what, we are so happy to be able to engage with you the amazing energies of this month of July as we are riding this wave of the lineage holders remembering. Because it's in the remembering that we reassemble ourselves. It's in the remembering that we discover what is truly authentic for us. You know, authenticity is an ever-deepening recognition. It's a recognition of what is. And sometimes as we journey through our lives, we discover that truth has deeper levels.
Well, you know, Shri, I have to jump in. So, guys, I'm going to jump in here because, Shri, we need to chat about this.
All right.
Here's why. We are at this extraordinary moment of resolution. We are in the Mercury retrograde. And I don't know about you guys, but Shri and I have sure been redoing a lot of things lately. I mean, I think the way to go through this right now is to really let go. And just when things don't work out the first time, laugh and just go, great, I can hardly wait because next time I know it is. And that's how it's been working out for us. We have had literally, I mean, showing up at appointments that we're supposed to be, leaving and then getting the call, no, we're here now, come back.
Yes.
I mean, you name it, we have done it twice. Yet, what is overarching all of that is this energy that is going to bring us into the truth of who we are at a level that we have not experienced, and I'm really going to use the word, guys, I'm putting it out there, ever.
Ever.
Ever. Now, I'm also sharing that in the context of this lifetime right now, in the context of where we are in this perceived moment of linear time. Because in order to work with everything that's happening right now, and we started talking about this last weekend, we're going to continue talking about this, and this coming Tuesday night, July 16th, in the full moon, together, we are going to make our first, I'm going to call it back to the future jump, and we'll talk more about that in the second half of the show today.
It's powerful.
It is powerful because that's where we are. So why am I jumping in with what you just said? He said the word authenticity. And in this week, and I love this example, so thank you for queuing it up.
My pleasure.
I know. In this week of July, we are in a week of divine empowerment. Now that divine empowerment is going to come in some very interesting ways. And just last night, we were looking over at, I think we were at Netflix, and they have this series on like design.
Oh, yeah.
excuse me. In the commercial, you know, in the you know, the trailer. This designer just says so clearly, well, you know, nobody really wants authenticity. And I really sat there and went, okay, there is a fascinating way that you are being gifted with, I am confident, a statement that was taken out of context. Mm-hmm. But there is a message that is being planted through just listening to that trailer. And so how many times, how many impressions do you have things like that trailer? I'm using that as an example. But where you hear something that may be out of context, that starts your own trailer, that is your way to entrap you. And I'm really bringing this forward for all of us because this week is really about unwinding something. And we used the words conspiracy on purpose because there if there is a conspiracy around trust, then it is to get you to keep doubting yourself. And I want you to really breathe that one in because we have a lot more to share than just that.
Well, I love what this thing about the authenticity. And I just
I want to
poke at this a little more because, you know, discussion, conversation, investigation. It's kind of the Socratic method, the way human beings can inform their consciousness by just talking about something, you know, lifting it up, turning it sideways, coming to a deeper understanding of what is.
Yeah.
Authenticity as a conversation needs that because we are being trained, we meaning those who are tuned into the mass media and the entire, call it Madison Avenue, the news cycles, everything online, everything that's considered popular, everything like that is training the less informed minds, those that don't inquire, to start really trusting the illusion. Now, take that in for a second, because our belief systems are ways we buffer ourselves from the raw authenticity. We like to sugarcoat things a little bit. We like to make them match up with some greater belief.
Well, and this is all part of the Pyramid of Spiritual Awakening. So if you were part of our core journey in June, you get where Sri is coming from. And if you weren't, I want to just interject one piece of texture around what Sri is saying, and that is that what you're talking about are the refined energies that are between density and spiritual activism. Mm-hmm. These are actually refined energies that are a sign of an awakening. It's just a moment where we're really not sure what we're awakening to or how or if we will allow it to happen.
So
thank you.
No, pin that because the greater scheme of things is call it the levels of consciousness,
right,
the levels of awakening. But it begins with the recognition. As you start to really witness yourself, you will notice that you're choosing to try to make the content of experience fit into your beliefs.
Yes.
And those people that are really strongly wanting to reinforce their beliefs will simply not see disconfirming information. I don't want the trouble of that.
Well,
I don't want the stress.
And again, as you're sharing that, and I love where you're going with the witnessing energy, of course, you know me, guys, I always have to go to the next dimension with that. What I'm enjoying what you're sharing about that is that exact opportunity is the moment when you get the greater choice to say, am I ready to anchor into my fifth dimensional compassionate being?
Yeah.
Can I lift into that witnesser moment,
right?
Again, this is every one of these interactions. So I want to, what Sri and I are trying to demonstrate today is that all of these layers are happening simultaneously right now. And this is why we have to get into this big unwinding moment. And that can be very freeing.
We're all entangled.
But it can also cause vertigo. And I will share that both Sri and I have been dealing with vertigo on every dimensional level there is. And so I know a lot of you have been too, because a lot of you have been sending me the emails. It's okay once you understand what it is. What it is that we are coming together. And I really want to just stop for a moment because do you feel everybody spinning with us? I really feel it.
Everything's been spinning.
Woo! So here's what I want to share is that we are waxing into this full moon, and I noticed over in the chat room at Oneness Talk Radio, Annelle was sharing she was already in the energy of seeing it come up. We are coming together July 16th. It takes my breath away to talk about it, but if in your heart right now, just bring your hand to your heart and just relax and invite yourself to let go of all those belief systems, all those little things that we wear, and just in this very one moment, pretend, experience, or whatever you need to do, but give yourself one breath to feel safe enough to remember who you are.
Hmm.
Just one breath.
I want to jump right there.
Okay, because I want to do the breath.
Okay, we'll take the breath first. Let's do the breath first.
No, I have something to teach with it, so we'll stop.
Oh, okay, pardon me.
Yeah.
Pardon me.
It's okay.
So there's a gateway moment here, and it could be that Kira and I, just like I said, we when we start discussing something, you pick it up and look at it from a couple perspectives to allow your mind to relax and come to a deeper understanding. And this breath and authenticity, I'm still back at the designers saying people don't want authenticity. And I'm wanting to unravel that a little bit because it's true and not true. It's in context and out of context at the same time. And that as we learn to breathe into a deeper place inside, we get to witness how we are unconsciously adapting reality to fit our beliefs. And once we begin to witness that, then we can unravel the beliefs and be fully aligned with our authenticity. Until you can witness it, you can't choose it. You can't choose to change it. You can't choose anything. Witnessing is the power point of yourself, your free will. Without the witness, you're just part of the party.
And you can come in on that at two different levels. And so I want to go back to where we were right before we got the beautiful insertion of that needed energy. So let's take a moment. And here's my objective, okay?
Yeah.
So what we're going to do is in just a moment, we're going to just give ourselves that universal appreciation. We're going to allow ourselves to actually unwind any limiting beliefs, and we're going to only hold it for a breath. And it doesn't even need to be a slow counted breath. It could be as simple as, oh, I just took a breath. It doesn't matter because we're going to do it in quantum time. So thereby the relative time here is just really for your brain, right?
Yes.
But when we do this, the reason I'm inviting you to is because Sri and I have been in the way that we do and in the way that we are guided, and we always follow our guidance, and right now the divine directors have really been very strongly bringing all of the guidance we've ever had into like this one legion of information. And what that information has shared with us is that the rise of the lineage holders that began in June, that remembrance energy, is a co-created miracle. And that the way this miracle will actually keep manifesting and expanding and reach its ultimate goal, if we were to use limiting words, is through the anchoring of as many as possible that are very consciously aware so that they may, through their presence, begin offering others. There is room for all. And there is so much room. However, in order to really pop, it means there is that heart-filled recognition that this is a community effort, that we all talk about it, that we all pretend about it. You know, Sri and I have given our life and soul to it, and everybody who knows us knows that is true. And so what the divine directors have shared with us is that this moment in July is an opportunity to really honestly anchor this, and that the last time we were all, and I mean every single being, I don't care how advanced you think you are, trust me, there's more. And so that all of us are being made available to go to this next level jump. However, in order for this to have like a 100% success rate, to use whatever linear language we can use, and that is not how it was shared with us, we need to honestly gather hand to hand, 444 of us. Yeah. And please help us. We are almost there. The divine directors came forward with a scholarship program. We have been giving out scholarships as fast as we can get them.
Yeah.
And the generosity of our community.
So many people have contributed so others might join in.
Yeah.
And the key is make a decision. I want to be there. I want to help others be there.
It's this Tuesday, full moon.
It's just coming up in 3 days. And so it's so important. We really ask for your help. Help to help us reach this energetic opportunity.
It's
with
a critical
444.
Mass moment. And not only, you know, I'm holding not only 444, I see us just going right by
888.
That. Exactly. Or even 488, you know, I'm good with that. But just enough to send a signal to the universe that says, you know, I'm willing to put my heart and energy where my mouth is, right? And so who do you know that's done a lot of talking but maybe needs a little more walking, or who's walking that could actually demonstrate that their ego has relaxed enough to join hands and walk with others?
Yeah.
Because every single being, none of us are excluded. Every single being is being invited to look at the remnants of the densified realm ego that would seek to stop you from your pathway. And that's what brings us back to this specific week and why Sri and I are having this conversation. Because this week, do you think it is any coincidence in the energy of the full moon and the call of the lineage holders? The last time we did this in full awakened consciousness, okay? Mm-hmm. In full awakened consciousness, the last time we've done this, because there have been other times, but that's a whole other book. But in full awakened consciousness, the last time we've done this was at the culminating moments of Atlantis. And it was a joy-filled moment. And it was a gathering of those that carry lineage of many tribes. Mm-hmm. And it is a celebration, a unification, and a recognition that there is a place and a voice that is meant for all. And if we do not rise up now and model that, then I feel that we have not done a service to the divine directors for entrusting us.
Well,
and that's why we're here sharing. And that's why I also wanted to share, they're giving us so much incredible information.
Yeah.
The information they're giving us is freakishly amazing.
You know, every one of us reaches a point in our lives where we realize that it's useful to be mentored by someone that is just a little further downstream, so to speak, mm-hmm. on the evolutionary pathway. And in that mentoring comes one hand reaching out to help uplift and another hand reaching up to the mentor of the mentor. And this is how we gather together to lift out of the murk and muck of the Velcro experience of the illusion.
Can I add to that?
Because
as you were sharing, so as Sri was sharing and he was sharing about the hands, right?
Yes.
Here's what I saw. I saw your hand. So lift up your hand, Sri.
Yeah.
I saw Sri's hand up and his other hand was down, grabbing some of you, and my hand was here, and my other hand looked, and we were like this huge
big spiral. Yes, yes.
Because we were together. And that's what they're saying is, if one by one we can bring up as many as we can stand there, and we do get tired. But if we hold each other's hands and we celebrate each other, imagine what will happen. And that's the gift of what's coming forward now.
Yes.
Now, speaking of the gift, we forgot to mention our phone.
Absolutely.
So if you would like to call in, get a mini soul reading, there are people already holding. You can listen to the show when you call in, 517-208-1500.
And we have room for more people to call, and we invite you to give a ring, 517-208-1500. We also have some emails and things that people have shared. We're going to touch all of that today as we continue to explore the mystery that is being revealed to us all here in this July moment.
Well, you know, I want to go back to the core energy of this week, because the energy of this week is very much about unwinding what we're referring to as the trust conspiracy. Okay. And let's talk about what that really means, because we are at a great moment. This week is a courage week, by the way. So what does that mean? Well, when we arrive at courage moments, when we have a moment of courage before us, it means that we're being faced with another choice. And so this week we'll have a lot of those, I want to call them micro choices, mini choices. And this is why Sri and I opened up the show sharing about how, you know, we've just had to start laughing at how many things have had to be rescheduled or done twice so far.
A lot.
It's like, okay, so if Mercury wants to have fun with me that way, well then, okay, if that doesn't work over here, well then I'll go get my nails done over there. You know, I mean, it's like whatever. So it's, if we roll, the more we roll with that this week, the more we can become that beautiful flow that is here. But if we wind ourselves up with it, then we could get lost in our own self-created illusion. And that illusion is really self-perpetuating. And that energy is being fueled by the conspiracy that would seek to keep you outside of trust.
It's a dynamic topic. And I hope that you're wrapping around and perhaps asking yourself, where is my capacity to trust?
Yeah.
Because trust is a form of deep surrender. Now, who's surrendering? That's really where it comes down.
Always.
It's the personality self that says, well, this is tough. You know, they have to, trust has to be earned. You know, remember that one?
Well, but there's so, but in, you know, maybe, you know, there's so much we can share around this. I mean, there really is. But I think what's important to recognize is that aren't we at that moment where the choice before us is, are we going to say yes to trust or are we going to not? I mean, that's isn't that really
well,
what it is?
And in a different way of languaging it, are we going to say yes to spirit?
Right. Well, absolutely.
You know, because
absolutely.
This is really what it boils down to.
Yeah.
Is are we tired or had enough and realize the limitations of an ego-based or ego-driven reality where the polarities are always going to interrupt flow?
And this is where the conspiracy comes in again.
Exactly.
No, I love that because
yeah.
Then think about it. No, but think about it from the flip side, right? So from the flip side, would it not be the conspiracy of all those events in motion?
Mm.
That would bring you to that moment, you know, is not that ultimate moment of surrender, the moment where you just dive into the cavern, you know,
yeah.
that moment where you just ignite that support framework. You know, that's when that whole Taurus energy opens up and there's a clarity and a compassion that anchors up as we lift.
Absolutely. And one of the things to remember is everybody's journey has a uniqueness to it because of all the puzzle pieces, all the refracted lifetimes,
yeah.
all of the beliefs, all the pieces of you that are needing to kind of come into a greater union, not be separating your attention, not be drawing you away, because those refracted pieces of yourself what keep you in an illusionary delusion.
Whereas so true.
As we begin to simplify, as we begin to surrender the need to control,
yeah.
as we begin to really trust the union of you and the divine, noticing how the flow is supporting us at all times, even when there's momentary turbulence.
Yeah.
So all of this is part and parcel of living a conscious spiritual life.
Wow.
And coming into the moment that is a continuous moment, by the way, of saying, I surrender my will to thy will.
Mm. Well, I want to share, Sri, you know, as you're sharing that, and I'm just sitting here like breathing and appreciating what you're sharing, I wanted to read something that came in from the Divine Directors earlier
yes.
today that really just feels so congruent with everything you were just sharing. And here is what they said, and we actually put this in our e-card. So if you were on our newsletter list, you would have already read this in our e-card. If you did not get it, go to sriandkira.com and get on our newsletter list. So anyway, here is what they said. The question is, how do we unwind the fact from the fiction and fully awaken from the dream? I mean, isn't that really what it's about? Because when we can really fully awaken from the dream, when we have that spiritual discernment that comes in through the release. And so here is more of what they shared around that. And I see our call board filling up and we will get to all of you. And thank you for calling in. While diving into trust is often resisted or feared, the ultimate surrender is to enter into complete trust. Trusting that every being, everything, every aspect is also finding its way through the development of trust. Moving forward in trust frees us from the bondage of preoccupation, which is one of the many veils that seeks to keep us from our pathway. And then they invite the question, what are you engaging? Right? What are you engaging and how are you engaging it? And this really is a intensely profound moment for us all, because there is not only the very discernible individual expansion,
yeah, yeah.
but there is also this undestined, I'm going to put in quotes, miracle rise of the lineage holders, which means that there is an even greater experience that is trying to ignite. I feel like there's a greater experience trying to ignite a portal of communication, because we are being gifted with an opportunity. And this is what I talked about earlier, and we'll go into in the second half of the show. We're going to be going into our own back into the future moment. And that's going to happen Tuesday night.
Yes.
Whether you're consciously a part of it or not is irrelevant. It's going to happen.
Yeah. Well, I prefer conscious.
Yeah, me too.
Yes, you know, you could be a graceful player, or you can be a master who's contributing to the orchestration.
Or you could be both.
And yes,
you could
yes,
be both.
Just as the teacher is the student and the student
Forgive
is the
me,
teacher.
Forgive me, guys. I'm going to drink out of the bottle.
It's the same with your mastery.
No, I won't. I won't do it on the air.
Okay.
Okay, sorry.
Here's some water, honey.
No, I found a coffee hiding, even better.
Okay.
Sorry,
one of our
guys.
Favorites.
Yes.
One of our favorites.
I'm sorry, honey.
No worries. Well, I'll tell you what, we could say hi to somebody and then we'll be...
Let's go over to the call board. And so, again, if you want to jump into the call board, 517-208-1500. You can listen to us while you're on the phone. And, hey, please, if we call on you, turn down your radio so we can hear you nice and clearly. And so, Sri, we have such a beautiful group on the phone. Let's start. Looks like right here in New Jersey. Looks like maybe Mercerville, New Jersey. Namaste. Welcome. Okay, honey, I need you to, okay, let's, okay, so I'm going to just share again that if we call on you, you want to turn down your radio. We'll try to come back
because,
to you in just
a
moment.
A delay.
Yeah. All right, now we're going to go to, it looks like Pennsylvania. Namaste, Pennsylvania. Welcome.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
How are you doing?
We're doing well, Angel. Namaste. Welcome.
Hi, it's Benjamin. I just wanted to call in and say hello. It felt like today that I was supposed to call in, but. This week, I mean, it's been a wild week. It's been really deep. And, I mean, one day I feel like up on top, and the next day it's been, like, really, really deep, intense stuff going on.
I understand.
And, but yes, I just felt like I needed to call in today for a mini story.
Oh, Benjamin, I love you so much, honey. The first thing I want to share with you, I'm just putting down my coffee because they want me to do all this energy work with you. The first thing I want to share with you is that they're saying that you are still processing for millions, and that the closer you are coming to this full unified stream of energy that is spiraling around you right now and trying to assist you to kind of like lock and move, you know, into this higher frequency, that as soon as you stabilize into that, this is going to stop. But that deep, deep, deep in your heart is this wound that is not yours to carry. And this is why earlier I was going to bring us all into that breath where we could go into that joy-filled culmination of the last time we carried this level of full conscious awakening. And Benjamin, everything you're sharing with me, my heart holds so dearly. And I feel our entire community, so many that are right now saying, oh my God, I'm having that same experience. Or, oh my God, I know somebody else who is. Or, oh my God, Benjamin, I remember I'm holding you. And so this is why we are all coming together. And they are saying that your journey is just beginning to begin again. That there is a restoration that you are balancing, and that is why you got through today, and that is why it was this very moment for the rest of that reading. And they're saying that this balance is the one that will bring you the peace you have been looking for and the success you have been craving. And so it is, my love. Thank you for the blessing of you.
Thank you. That's really awesome because, yeah, some of the stuff going on when it comes to something that's not mine, it kind of has felt weird like that, but
exactly.
I'm still trying to figure out what that is.
It's no longer real or relevant. You're in your month of resolution, Benjamin. And I'm really glad you're going to be with us Tuesday night because that's going to start the freedom chain for you. And thank you. Thank you for being a part of it. We
Many
love you
blessings.
So much. Namaste, honey.
Thank you.
Namaste. Not much love. Well, Sri, should we go back and try our first caller again? Do we have enough time to do that?
Yeah, we're cool.
Now, are we in?
We're good.
Okay. All right.
All right. Well, we're heading back to New Jersey, and let's see if this works.
All right. Namaste, New Jersey. Hi.
Hi, Sri and Kara. It's so glad. Yes, this is an amazing energetic time. It's very challenging. Oh,
yeah. Well. That's very true.
Very challenging, and it's like each day is a whole new walking experience.
Perfectly said. I even love that we had to call you, that we had to go twice, right? You know, don't you love that we had to call on you once and come back? I mean, I love what the energy is mirroring. It's beautiful.
Oh, it's amazing. Is there a soul reading for me?
Oh, absolutely. Yes, and thank you for asking. And so I was, and forgive me, I was kind of jumping into it a little bit when I started sharing about how I enjoyed how Sri and I had to go twice with you today because you were our first caller. And so how does that, yeah, so how does that?
I didn't get the YouTube, so I did the call.
Ah.
And then I signed up for this program, but I paid $22.
Uh-huh.
Several weeks ago. So you're going to send me a connection on the email?
Yes, honey. Everybody gets, everybody who has signed up and help us get to our critical mass. We're not there yet, but everyone who has registered will get all of the details Monday afternoon in their inbox. And so it's very exciting. Yeah, it's this Tuesday night.
Okay.
And so let me offer you your reading, and I have to admit, I'm really giggling at all of our interchange today. Even right now, I had a moment where I wasn't hearing you. And this is what they're saying. They're saying it's like all around you. And they're saying, slow down and really pay attention. And they keep saying that what's right in front of you, you have honestly not focused on, and they're talking about that, you know, the steadfast commitment, focused awareness, complete trust, right? Steadfast commitment, focused awareness, complete trust ignites that support framework that is right where you are. And they're just, and they just keep saying, slow down, wide eyes, and it will all make sense. And so it is.
Thank you.
Namaste. Thank you, my love. Namaste.
Whoa, well, let's all just do that together right now, because to slow down, take a breath. In the breath, there is the portal of presence. In the breath, there is the portal to present time. In the breath, there is the expansion of the compassion, which is the foundation of the ascended state. Wow, so simple and so important. So,
and I'm choking because I'm feeling so many of you that as Sri was doing that, fifth chakras really calling, pay attention to your fifth chakra. You know, the archangelic realm calls this our truth chakra. And so really pay attention because, wow, Sri, what a beautiful gift. Thank you.
Yeah, and it's thank you. And it's important that, you know, we can have a lot of conversation. And during the conversation, there's energy exchanges that are beyond those words. There is a divine appointment that is ripening as we continue our connection. It's important also to command the light, to be present to your own breath, your own state, and to say, yes, I am. Yes, I am here. Yes, I am ready. Yes, I am open. Yes, guide me. I added the yes to the mantra of self-ascension today.
I like it.
Because the yes is that affirmation. It's to say, it's the willingness that is so important to propel us forward.
Mm-hmm.
The energy of yes does far more than the energy of no, yet both are needed in order to walk through form.
Well, you know, so is the breath. And I really want to underscore that the gift that you just offered is also that ignition to that moment of safety. And, you know, if you have our app, Spiritual Mastery with Sri and Kira, then you know, and this is free, this is part of the free app, there is the complete video by my beloved Sri Ram Ka that teaches you the Om Aum breath.
Yes.
And that really is a non-dogmatic gateway, easy to do breath that can assist you to find that safe breath where remembering is a safe thing. You know, for many, many, many years, I have been very, very blessed to be able to offer cosmic life regressions and to teach others how to offer cosmic life regressions. And the reason I mention that is because to really free ourselves of the bondage of the preoccupation, then we have to really free ourselves of the bondage of the pre-occupation.
and
you understand this, right? In other words, this isn't just a linear thing. And this is why so often we do not heal. What was the energy last week about how this honesty is healing and this running is igniting? How did your week end, right? Here we are. It is still Saturday, and I'm talking to you about theoretically tomorrow, but there we are. If you're watching us on YouTube, honestly heals, running ignites. What has this week looked like for you? What has brought forward in you the honesty that is calling a healing? And what has you running that is igniting around you? Remember, this is not an either or proposition. What it is a unified energy of opened awareness. You know, as we become more aware, remember last week we mentioned from the divine directors, we are entrapped because we cannot even see the trap.
Yes.
And this is why when we've had that energy last week of really becoming into our ascended awareness, this week is igniting a courage. And this courage energy means that there will be choices placed before us about what we're doing and how we're doing it.
Mm-hmm.
And so this is a moment, especially in that gorgeous big full moon creation energy. What are we ready, willing, and able to co-create? And if we can pull together just 444 of us, we are going to assist to successfully ignite an opening that will grow exponentially through our own sincerity, love, and presence. And so we're grateful that we're heading into this moment, but it's coming in during a very big week. And that's no surprise.
It's time to take action if you haven't.
Yeah.
There's so many possible conversations. And the one thing I just want to put out there just for fun.
Mm-hmm.
Is one of the understandings of how energy works is that we create attractor fields. We create a standing wave of energy based upon collaboration. And this is maybe help some of the folks out there that have studied other theories and models, is that as we gather together, we are creating a standing wave of energy that will then be self-sustaining. This is why the critical mass is so important.
Right.
Anytime we have a belief, that belief is out there as an attractor for others to believe the same thing.
Yeah.
And it stands there. And the more people believe in it, the more self-perpetuation it has.
Well, planetary thought body.
Planetary thought body and virtually every religion, every cultural.
Which contributes to the whole planetary thought body.
It's all part of the standing waves.
Right.
We're looking at a standing wave that penetrates beyond the belief systems and actually then is an energetic portal that allows that elevation.
And that's the blessing that's before us all this week. Remember, courage is also joy-filled.
Yes.
Because courage means that we have the ability to claim our divine empowerment. That is the objective, so to speak, of this week. And again, you know, Sri and I, this is a lot of information. We have a lot more to share and a few more times that we want to co-create together. And so make sure that you mark your calendar for tomorrow as well, when we offer even more about this and more about the coming week. And that's on our show, Sri and Kira, the Voice of Passionate Action, at noon Pacific time. And so I really would hope you would join us tomorrow, because as we are in this kind of, I don't know, bridge moment between this honesty, healing, running, igniting, moving into this greater energy of courage and choice and trust.
Yes.
You know, it's a really beautiful opportunity to say thank you. It's a beautiful opportunity to pay attention. It's a beautiful opportunity to just kind of maybe sit down this evening, have your favorite beverage, light a candle, put on your favorite music, whatever, and just kind of reflect and pay attention. How was the first half of July for you? Because this month matters in ways that other months haven't. And I'm not saying that every month isn't important. What I'm saying is that we are literally in a month that has like a little light bulb radiating around it. And are you willing to peek behind the curtain? or is it easier to stay in Oz? And you know, it, seriously, you know, because that's really where we're at this week. And that's what the courage is about. Are you willing to peek? Are you willing to just look? And if you look, are you willing to believe what you see, which is what you were talking about earlier, is that we can very frequently, especially through the energy of the trust conspiracies, put on our blinders and not see what is right in front of us.
Right.
That's the great opportunity of July's resolution. And so this is a week where we get the moment of saying yes to really breaking free, or saying, you know, let's just ride with what we got. Right. Mm-hmm. This is a critical moment. So I would invite you, especially if you're catching this live or in the first 48 hours of the show. And if not, well, then go back and reflect on that week. But here we are, and we are at Saturday night, July 13th. And I would invite you to pay attention and just notice, because it's a month of resolution.
Resolution is also about finding a higher order of peace.
Right.
You know, so many people talk about love versus fear. Well, the very nature of the shared reality, love and fear are the classic poles that generate experiences.
Right.
Well, what's the purpose of the experiences if not to help your consciousness lift in and see the oneness through all of that?
And you're taking my breath away. But you know, I'm also feeling third chakra anxiety from some of our audience. We'll address that in a minute.
Okay. And so I want to bring the, you know, we can recognize that the love and the fear are dancing together, as are the healing and the ignitions.
Right.
Because there's a corollary there. The Om Aum practice that is in our app is your gateway to the peaceful oneness that resides beyond the dance.
Whew.
Check it out.
Yeah, seriously, do check it out, because where we're heading into August is a fascinating moment, because in August there's going to be a Kali experience that's going to be coming forward. And as a matter of fact, when you were talking about the dance, that's when I was just kind of poked by the divine directors. Tomorrow we will start talking about that Kali dance, because mm-hmm. that's part of what the weaving is of the week ahead, which just to give you like a sneak preview, simply means, am I ready to say yes to my divine nature? Or am I really good saying yes to that presence or that centered self of the me that's enjoying the ride of density? And either way, those are wonderful decisions. There's not one that is better than another, because as Sri just mentioned with love and fear, they are our dance partners, right? We are all dance partners. However, right now, the dance room doesn't have enough partners for everyone.
Sure.
And so we're just trying to assist the ballroom to fill up a little bit more. And speaking of the ballroom, Sri, we have plenty of people saying wanting to say hi. Let's go dance with some of these beautiful beings.
All right. We're going to head to Yreka, California.
Alrighty.
Say hello.
Namaste. Namaste, beloved ones. Welcome.
Hi, Sri. Hi, Kara. This is Rachel.
Hey, Rachel. Namaste, beloved. Welcome.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I'm looking forward to the class on Tuesday, and I think I got somebody else to sign up, and I hope they did. So,
well, thank you. It really is a reunion in so many ways, and we're looking forward to it as well.
Yay. I am calling to see about a mini soul reading, please and thank you. A lot of courage is right in front of me right now.
Yeah,
so.
I see it. Yeah, I see it. And no, thank you for calling in. And I don't think it's any coincidence that you got through today. So I'm inviting you also to breathe more. I'm feeling I don't want to call it a heaviness, but right here, you must be why I wore the Avesa symbol today. But so right here, like over the high heart, I'm feeling like a really strong pressure, like almost like something that's just almost like somebody would be sitting on your heart. And as I'm feeling that, I'm seeing you kind of laying there looking up, and it's like, hey, what am I supposed to do? And they're saying, lift up your arms and take our hands. We are right here. And I'm literally watching you do this, and it's like you're stepping up, and now because you've stood up, this is no longer a heavy pressure. This is a moment of equality. This is a moment to make it right. And they're saying there is a wrong that has needed to be righted, and it is righting. And they're saying also that it's cute. They're staring at your palm, and they're saying it's as plain as the handwriting. And so I'm inviting you to breathe a little deeper. I'm still a little congested as I'm connecting with you. Yeah, let's just really breathe a little deeper. And they're saying that this is a deep awareness, that this is a, that they're saying for you, this is a next level awareness. And that as quickly as you have become aware of it is as quickly as you will transcend it, transmute it. And they're saying, and then collect it as the gift it is. Thank you for being here. I'm really glad you got through today.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Namaste. Namaste. Thank you, sweetheart. Let's all just breathe, can we? Because my chest is still just a little heavy. And, you know, Sri, I do want to. The show always goes so fast. It always blows my mind. And we have had so many people sending us emails.
And we
will say hi. So we're going to go to a few of our emails right now. Those of you on hold, we are going to try and get back to the calls as well. Remember, if you would like to send us an email, simply send it to guest@sriandkiraradio.com. And the emails are received by our producer, who then forwards emails to us as well. So please, if you don't get through one time or another, please do not ever think you are being ignored. We sincerely love you all, and we sincerely wrap our sacred intention that even just sending the email. And if you need a place to send a prayer, if you need a place to manifest a miracle, we do have our Healing Light, and it is simply an email service. Just send your prayers, your requests, your petitions to thehealinglight@selfascension.com. It is a prayer service. Your emails are held in confidentiality. They are not read. They are part of our Mastery Mentorship Ignition. And those of you that have our app that are on the Mastery Mentorship team, you know, the first Saturday of every month, we come together in ceremony, and we have all witnessed a lot of miracles.
Yes. And over the years, you know, Kira and I always give energetic support for those of you that are declaring what you want to create.
Yeah.
Your petitions that do the Healing Light, and we offer love and support to that. And that's an ongoing process. So as you are able to articulate that which you choose, bless you. Let's continue.
Exactly. And let's all walk the walk. So remember that. Join us. Please join us this coming Tuesday, July 16th, in the full moon for the reunion, the gathering of the lineage holders. We will take our first Back to the Future time journey, and it is going to be extraordinary. And in tomorrow's show, we're going to talk a lot more about what that means. And so we will be there together. And as we come together, let us remember the truth of who we are without that resistance. And saying that, Sri, I thought that this might be interesting. Now, this is it's a big email.
Yeah.
It's a big email, but I thought that maybe you might want to share some of it because I really thought it was very profound.
Absolutely. Okay. Well, the subject line is overcoming resistance to embrace the wisdom of the heart.
Don't we just love that subject line? So thank you for that beautiful subject line.
And here's the body of the email. Beloved angels, I know how busy you two are with the current miracles abounding and the subsequent actions they propel in us.
Mm.
I wouldn't have written except for hearing of Sri's recent return to the hospital and my heart guidance pushing me beyond my doubts to share with you something that may be of assistance. Since May, I've been called to share with the world a simple yet incredibly powerful breathing technique I've begun to explore in depth. First, I presented it in a workshop, and then I wrote it as an article for a regional magazine. When the two of you started sharing about the core energy in June, my inner alarm went off like crazy. The breathing practice takes us to our core cells, our divine cells. It seems to gather up all our peripheral energy and bring it home to the core. And so she goes on to share that she shared this article with us, and she's offering love, courage, light, generosity, and acknowledging the mirroring of that with each other. And so she says, she closes up by saying, I attended the classes in June, and I felt like I didn't need the July lineage holder class. But after hearing your plea for assistance and the Atlantean agreement you spoke of made me cry. I am signing up, plus donating a scholarship. And this is from Christine, and she ends by saying, "Happy birthday, Sri. Thank you. The world rejoices that you're continuing to be embodied with us, as am I."
Yes.
So blessings, Christine.
And Christine, we wanted to share your beautiful sharing, and I read your beautiful process because, together we are better. And so we really honor you, and thank you for getting it out there and for having the courage to do it and saying yes to yourself and allowing your vision and dream to birth. And I've asked Briella to reach out to you, and maybe you'll want to join me as a Mastery Lineage holder and a co-host on our new show, Soul Mirrors, Be Amazed. And so let me know if you want to co-host with me, and we'll get you all set up to do a show, because together we are better. We are each other. And so, Christine, thank you. Thank you for modeling that blessing. And Sri, should we jump back to the phones right now? Then we'll go back to another mail?
Absolutely, we can.
All right. Let's go to, it looks like we're going to go to Cleveland, Ohio.
Cleveland, Ohio. Hang on a second.
Hang on, our call board. There it is. All right. Namaste, Cleveland. Oh, nope, there, that one.
There it is.
All right. Namaste.
Hello, namaste, folks up in the mountains.
Hi. Yeah, it's gorgeous here. Other than you see my hair, it's pouring down rain. This is called Kira's hair on a thunderstorm.
Oh, well, you're both beautiful inside and outside.
Thank you, my love.
I had a learning moment yesterday where I was following my heart, and then I became concerned that perhaps I was interfering with some beloved. And I prayed about it, and I looked at the Cards of Clarity, and Cards of Clarity said I was okay, but today the storm blew up, and I wonder if I could get a mini soul reading. I felt a little obnoxious yesterday, and I'm feeling the effects today.
Well, let me share the first thing with you, Monica. Anytime we have a, I'm going to use your words. Anytime we have a blow up after we have done something that we sincerely went into our heart and really from the space, and this is the first place you need to look at. Was I in the space of true sincerity, love, and presence, or was I trying to force something to happen? So that's the first thing you have to look at. So if you were in the space of sincerity, love, and presence, rather than trying to force something to happen, then this blow up is the learning. This blow up is the reason you had to do it. And it's about looking again at your reading. Go back and look at the card of clarity now, knowing that this is the reason this interchange happened. Because oftentimes our greatest mastery moment arrives when we say yes and trust that which has been brought before us. That's a sign of a master who can take responsibility, look at it, stand firm in what they know is true, yet lift up. See, this is a seventh dimensional thing, Monica. You've got to go from the compassion of the fifth into the pure, neutral love, energy, co-creative experience of the seventh. And that's what this is going to force you to do. And then you're going to have this experience of seventh, fifth, third, third, fifth, seventh. And it will feel like that. That's where that vertigo comes in, right? It'll be like, oh my God, I can't handle this, until you arise up again into the ninth and stake your claim as the truth of who you are. And very much like the reading we opened up with today with Benjamin, you are doing the exact same thing. You are still fighting battles that are not yours to fight anymore, and you are still holding on to crap that you do not need to hold on to, because it is what became, has been, and would like to continue to be your veil. And so I'm inviting you right now with me to breathe up and take that veil off. Open your eyes. And remember who you are without anything other than love and respect and recognition, knowing you are in a moment of resolution and reunion. You're amazing. Trust. Dive into the pool, babe. Dive into the trust pool. I'm right by you. I'll hold your hand. Let's dive together. But don't trust me, because I'll probably belly flop us. So let's go. I mean, let's dive. We're there.
Trust you, Kira Ra. I trust you.
And I trust you.
We're there.
Yes, we are.
We're there.
Yes, we are. Taking a breath. Thank you, my angel. We love you. Beautiful.
I love you. Blessings to both of you. Thank you so humbly.
Many blessings.
Many blessings, Angel. Thank you.
Oh, wonderful, wonderful. You know, everybody who calls, everybody who connects, whether verbally or energetically, is offering, another sparkle to the blessing of this fabric that we share together. And oftentimes, we have experiences in our life that aren't what we would have chosen.
can we just like, yes, this
I'm trying
true.
To be as politically nice as I can because.
But that would mean we think we're in control.
Exactly.
Right.
Exactly. Who is in control and
exactly.
What did we agree to? Well,
that's it, isn't it? Yeah.
And so each and every one of these experiences is an opportunity to call in the grace that is always available.
Yeah.
And the grace is a state of surrender. The grace is a state of I deserve, I am willing to receive, I am willing to give.
Yeah.
Because giving and receiving, as we always know, it's a spiral. It is always connected. You can't give without receiving and vice versa. Yet so many people try to work one side of that equation to the point that they get very tired.
And, maybe that's where the courage comes in.
Yeah.
Because we never know where courage will show up. Maybe the courage is to ask. Mm-hmm. Maybe the courage is to stand up and say, I need help.
Yes.
I recently did that the very first time I can ever remember in a long time. And I had a very profound depth of awakening through the process. And so maybe that's the courage moment because everyone's at a courage moment this week.
And everybody's on their own curve, so to speak.
Exactly.
So the courage is that energy that will help you cycle through that which has been holding you. And as these beautiful callers have demonstrated today, we each have orchestrated around us that which is needed for us to hone our mastery, hone our awareness, lift through this. And have mercy on yourselves.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Remember that as we move forward, we are in the Mercury retrograde. So, there's going to be some fun. There's going to be some fun to be had. There's going to be some things that need to be done twice. Sri and I literally booked airline tickets twice. I mean, it was crazy. We had to reschedule things twice. And when we relaxed into it, both times it was much better. So what we're sharing is that maybe what Mercury is saying is, hey, if you can trust me a little bit, let me unwind something and show you a better way to do it. Maybe the reason it's happening twice or the reason it didn't flow as well the very first time was because there was something around it that you weren't seeing. Open your eyes wider. This week, we are moving from that recognition that honesty heals and running ignites. We're paying attention to that first half of July. We're going to sit quietly with ourselves. We're going to breathe into every moment, knowing that as we are climbing into this full moon, we are getting ready to have a critical mass moment, July 16th on the full moon.
Yeah.
That energy will transit for 24 full hours on our planet. It will touch every single essence of this experience. Whether you're conscious of it or not, doesn't matter. It's happening.
Yes.
But please remember who you are. And as I'm sharing this, I'm feeling what feels like a fire in my crown chakra. And it really feels almost like I want to go like this. It's like this violet magenta here. I'm trying to find that color in our graphic. It's like this color, guys, right here. It's that. I would have never been a weather woman. So I'm just feeling that energy. And so let's bring that up, right? Let's really bring that up because we are being invited not only to come together for a critical mass moment, we are collectively being invited to forgive ourselves, to have mercy on ourselves and say yes.
We love you and we so appreciate these times where we're consciously, with intention, connecting. You are the reason we are here and we are here with you. And we acknowledge that loving commitment and contract. And until we have the joy of being with you tomorrow at noon Pacific.
Yes.
May you breathe deeply with awareness and trust that all is truly well.
Namaste.
Thank you for joining us at Sri and Kira Live. To have your questions answered, send us an email to guest@sriandkiraradio.com and check out more information at sriandkira.com. See you next week. Namaste.
Welcome to the Self-Ascension Classroom, affordable and beautiful home study for your mystical journey. Imagine the gift of studying everything that you've ever wanted at home and on your time. Yes, it is possible, and there is so much to choose from as you dive into your home study experience. Remember that with every moment you spend studying this gift, you ignite your divinity. Imagine the mysteries of the Toheel and the crystalline clarity and radiant abundance of Avesa, a mastery balancing technique and certification process. And then cosmic life regression. Travel the universe and remember. Allow yourself the gift of navigating the inner matrix. This beautiful Ascended Mastery program of the Violet Flame will take you to places you may not have dared to dream to go, and then you will rediscover the true gift of your divine nature. Yes, the time is now to study the ancient mysteries, and it's so easy to begin. Discover the Self-Ascension Classroom only at SriandKira.com. That's SriandKira.com. Namaste.